Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I'm doing well.
Good?
Yes.
Nice?
Yeah. Why? What? What? You seem like you're going to pull a prank on me or something.
No.
Do I have something on my face?
Let me look at all your face.
I thought you were laughing at me.
No, I'm just laughing at the start of the show. I always enjoy doing this job for 4 hours, so
aww,
I'm looking forward to it. I also like turning this microphone on, and we don't know what we're going to talk about.
Nope.
We have no idea. No preparation.
It's fine.
You were reading something, and I quickly glanced at the map. That's exactly what happened, and then I hit on, and here we are.
Every day, he consults the map.
I have to look at the map.
Like we have a fifth grade classroom that we broadcast out of.
I have to pull the map down in front of the chalkboard before we teach.
He's got one of the whole world and then one of just the United States.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why Greenland's so big. It just is.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
It doesn't make any sense. And Greenland and Iceland, it's kind of a...
That's also very confusing.
Switcheroo there.
Good thing I don't teach social studies.
No kidding.
I mean, I was acknowledging there's a wind advisory.
And this is new information to me.
It starts at noon today, goes till midnight, gusty winds near 40 miles per hour later today.
I don't love the wind.
I don't either.
If I had to rank
things I don't love about weather, the thing I hate the most is wind.
I know. And not just the derecho thing, but also this time of year with Christmas decorations and I don't want to deal with the wind.
I realize there's a benefit to it, right? It helps probably spread pollen, and it's good for birds.
There's no pollen right now.
I know, but right now, exactly. But also, it's the thing that, as you're carrying too many items and something drops, then the wind takes it.
Yeah.
Right? The wind never helps you.
No.
The wind's always against you.
It's always playing games.
It feels like it's just mischievous.
The wind is against you.
I don't know why Jack Frost is like a villain. It should be whoever, the North Wind.
Yeah.
Or whoever, Blowy the Blower.
Blowy Blower.
Blowy Blower.
Uh-huh.
The Sinister Winster.
Wendy. Windy.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, Wendy would have been a good name.
Yeah. Windy Wendy.
That's who's behind
character.
It. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, her cheeks are going to be all puffed out this afternoon. Got a wind advisory from noon until midnight.
Don't love it, but you know what?
Gotta deal with it.
Gotta deal with it. It's just weather.
Just like the forthcoming brown Christmas we're going to have.
Yes.
Don't love it.
Oh, my kids were mad.
Gotta deal with it. I mean, again, looking into next week, Monday, 40. Tuesday, 43. Wednesday, 41. Still seeing some near 50s on Christmas morning. Christmas Day.
I'm not going to miss reminding her to bring her snow pants to school and the snow boots and whatever. I mean, that's kind of a nice, but we don't even.
No.
I need it. I need the snow.
I almost didn't wear a
Christmas.
Jacket today.
What?
Well, that was a dumb idea.
You're
it's
wild.
Not that warm.
Okay, it's not that warm. And
no.
It's going to be windy.
Yes. Windy, windy.
Windy, windy. And congratulations to David Purchase.
Who's David Purchase?
He's a 63-year-old man from the United Kingdom.
Yes.
And he just set a world record by singing Christmas songs for 42 hours straight.
How can your throat survive that?
That was my question. He did it. And he did it without losing his voice. I think he did it in a smart way. He did it at a brewery. And then people could come to the brewery, cheer him along as he went throughout his hours and hours on end of singing. So he started midnight of Wednesday last week, and then he finished sometime last Friday, sang 684 songs.
Are there that many?
He didn't know that many, but...
Are you allowed to repeat?
So he actually had 38, and he repeated them 18 times a piece.
Oh my goodness.
So I know on the list was stuff like Last Christmas, Jingle Bells, and Step Into Christmas.
But you get the old Methodist hymnal out, and Joy to the World has six other verses you never get to.
But these were only Christmas songs.
Well, doesn't that count? Joy to the World?
I suppose.
Away in the Manger?
Yes, Away in a Manger.
Silent Night?
Yes. But I don't know if he did those. The drop of him doing it is Last Christmas, Jingle Bells, Step Into Christmas. He could take a 5-minute break every hour, but in between songs, he only had 20 seconds to gather himself before doing the next song.
That's crazy.
And I don't know if he had the lyrics in front of him or if he was just, these are the 38 songs that I've memorized.
And then do it again and do it again?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, but congratulations.
And you said he was at a brewery?
He's at a brewery.
Do you think he's drinking while performing?
I... At first, I'm like, well, I hope so, because that would take some of the edge off, yes. right? But the sleepy 41 hours is a
That's
long
crazy.
Time to go without sleep.
That's almost 2 full days.
Exactly.
There's no way.
I don't think you'd want to be drinking on day two.
Maybe that's why he didn't do Silent Night in Away in a Manger, because they're slow songs.
Oh, too slow.
Silent.
He falls asleep.
He falls asleep mid-Silent Night.
Oh, no, that'd be bad.
Just
that'd be bad.
Falls face first under the table, the Christmas table.
Not worth it.
But congratulations,
David Purchase.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Oh, there you are on that side of the room.
Here I am.
Quoting Kendrick Lamar and the word humble.
Yes.
Here I am on this side of the room, quoting Guns N' Roses. Because, friends, if we have a word, not of the year, but let's say the word of the next 7 days,
yeah.
that word is patience.
Mm.
A little patience. I don't know about where you've been as of late, but let's just say the local UPS stores are a zoo.
Yes.
And it's not unruly. It's just, I've never seen a line this long before.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what's happened this year compared to past, but just in the world of shipping, everything seems to be off or taking longer.
Yes.
And that's just a blanket statement.
Yes. And I'm trying to remind myself, because I saw a little video of somebody saying, like, just think back, though, in the 90s when we had, like, catalogs, and you would wait 4 to 6 weeks
yeah.
to get that sweater that you ordered, right?
This came up during my workout yesterday. We have been trained now to want it the next day or the same day.
Yes.
And the company that taught us that, Amazon, is now not doing that.
Uh-huh.
They've caused their own problem.
Yep.
But on top of that, even I never paid attention to ship by dates. I'm like, it'll get there. And I've never seen lines this long.
Mm-mm.
And again, it moved. What I notice is people walk in, see a line, and then instantly think it's going to take a day.
Forget it.
It took me 10 minutes.
Sure.
Right? I wanted one.
Yeah.
Took me 10. I had 10 to spare.
Sure.
So it's just going to take a little extra time. And part of that challenge too, back to just having a big warehouse company shipping all the time, is I bet half the stuff in that UPS store is returns, right?
Could be, yeah.
Some people have pre-printed labels. A little more organization might go a longer way. Like, if you don't need a receipt, you're good.
Yeah.
If you're returning Amazon, stand here. If you're shipping for Christmas, stand over here.
Yes.
If you have an address, stand here.
Different lines.
Yeah, they'll get it. But I've been to UPS twice in 2 days, and both days I've never seen it that long.
It's just the busy season,
it
right?
It is, yes. So just know going in, a little patience. And that line moves. The line will move.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just have to be patient.
Just have to be patient.
I've been trying to be patient and get everything together, because I feel like it's crunch time. And I'm, for whatever reason, I'm feeling more of the stress and crunchiness. And my husband's like, it's cool. We have so many days. We've got a full week until Christmas. And I'm like, well, I want everything here now, because I am waiting on a couple of things shipping, and some of them are kind of important things. So I was really excited yesterday. Just as I happened to pull up to my house, I saw a delivery truck kind of motoring down the neighborhood street. And guess what? The Wells Fargo wagon was coming for me.
Hey!
Hey! I'm super excited. I didn't know what it was.
But please, oh, please let it be for me.
But I was so excited that I was getting a package. And I saw the delivery driver pulled out, and they were going to do the thing where they just hop in back and grab the thing.
Yeah.
But she's like, put it in park and get out and turn it off and open up the back door. And I was like, oh,
That's not normal.
Going to be intense. What is she doing? And this tiny little woman gets out and goes into the back of the truck, lifts up the back gate. She finds the box and she hefts it over her shoulder. And I was going to take it from her. And she's like, nope, I have to take a picture. I have to scan it. I have to prove that I delivered it. I'm like, okay, well, you could put it in my arms and take a picture with me, but okay. Okay. So she takes it. She puts it in my garage for me because I just got home. That was all up. And she's like, all right, you're good to go. And I'm like, perfect.
Did she salute you as she walked away? In my world, she does that.
She had places to be. On her way, right? Off she goes. I'm like, perfect. She just hefted this over her shoulder. So I'm just going to pick this up, put it over my shoulder, and take it down to my workshop where I do things. Don't tell anybody that's where everything is.
I won't. It's just you and me right
okay.
now, kid.
Okay.
It's just you and me.
Usually I take everything downstairs, I wrap it, and then I put it in the unfinished part of the basement because the kids are scared.
It's haunted.
I heard it's haunted by a ghost named Kevin. I don't know where that rumor got started. So I tried to pick up the box, and I could not.
You could not?
I could not even just a little bit heft it. I had trouble, like, sliding it, Eric. This woman, I believe, was Mighty Mouse. She never said that, but I was like, I should have just told her to keep going inside. Like, I'll just open. If I had any idea how heavy that box was going to be, she had no problem whatsoever.
Off to her next route, ma'am. Gotta take a picture.
Mighty Mouse, gotta go.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
State of Iowa, part of a multi-state settlement with Menards. The settlement involves claims back from 2020 that the company incorrectly marketed their 11% rebate program. Menards has agreed to a lot, clearly communicating rebate limitations,
okay.
letting customers have a year from purchase to apply the rebate, update their online rebate tracker information within 48 hours of an application, and include updates on how returns impact a rebate. Iowa was not the only state. This, by the way, the settlement will pay Iowa $447,000. Attorneys general from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio, Iowa, and South Dakota all suing Menards.
So they're paying us?
They're paying the state. I don't think that trickles down.
Oh, come on. I was like, are we getting a check in the mail?
Well, if you go to Des Moines with a brown paper bag that says 11% on it, maybe, just maybe, you'll get your portion.
You got me all excited.
Unsolved mystery by way of the state of Colorado. We learned about this about 2 weeks ago. Colorado officials are asking Cedar Rapids residents of Czechoslovakian heritage, if willing, totally voluntary, to submit DNA. They are working on a cold case involving human remains found more than a year ago. So May of 2024, hikers discovering human remains near Deer Creek Campground. This is outside of Denver. In the course of that investigation, which has taken longer than a year, they've at least determined, and I don't know how, dental records or what, Czechoslovakian descent. That's their best guess. That then has led them to find the most populous, most concentrated areas in the U.S. of Czech and Slovakian heritage.
Good place to start.
Cedar Rapids is among them. They are asking towns to then have their residents, if willing, to submit to DNA testing. They're going to then compare that to DNA databases that the Colorado public officials have access to. So far, they've already found some distant relatives in Omaha and Pueblo, Colorado, and Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
So now they're trying, you know, take a big circle and they're trying to make it a smaller circle.
Right.
So eventually they'll be able to not only identify the person, but let the family know, right?
Exactly.
They have nowhere to go. They have no leads. However, they asked 2 weeks ago, they already have 26 new leads based on some DNA taken just from Cedar Rapids. So that continues.
That's
story
amazing.
Did not go into how to submit your DNA.
Yeah.
I guess contact our local officials and then they'll tell you how to do that. But unbelievable that the science got them to Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
And we're still working on it. And they're just slowly piecing it all together. I mean, it's just like a CSI TV show. It's just, it's not in 60 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It's going to take a long time. What's got us feeling all right is the state of Iowa, once again, is offering their free hike on New Year's Day program. This is the 14th year of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources offering what they call first day hikes. Folks gather January 1st at any of the, we have dozens of state parks or state forests. They're free. They're opened up. The hike, the trail is marked. Some locations will have some treats at the end of the hike.
Love that.
There should be 44 hiking areas. That got my attention.
Hello, treats.
Not
what?
The fresh air.
Hmm.
Not the singing of the birds.
Yeah, I know people love that nature stuff.
Oh, but there's actual
I love treats.
Some of the first day hikes, as mentioned, will have treats. Some are as short as a half mile. There's one in Western Iowa. If you do the whole route, it's a 6 mile.
Half mile? What?
Half mile. I'm good for half mile.
Half mile?
And, you know what?
Treats?
So half mile in, treat, half mile back. I can do that.
Okay.
I can handle that. First day hike. Find a state forest or park near you, and it's 100% free coming up on New Year's Day.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Coming up on the big 5-0 for Survivor Season 50. And next month, they're going to do things just a little bit differently for season 50. They're going to launch a nationwide contest hiding immunity idols in each of the 50 states.
I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, me too.
Do I have to find all 50?
Or no, you find the one in your state.
Okay. I can't find the medallion
with the Freedom Festival.
For the Freedom Festival. How am I supposed to find this for Survivor?
Well, there's going to be some clues online, and the clues are supposed to guide you to where it is, and then multiple people are going to find it.
Okay.
You take a picture. When you do,
got it.
You have a photo that proves you found it, and then everybody who finds it goes into a drawing for the grand prize, which he never said what it was. But it begins, the promotion begins January 31st. That's when clues are going to begin appearing online, and then it runs through February 25th. There's going to be 51 prizes, one for each state's hidden immunity idol, and then there's one that's a virtual contest where you find something online, but again, details on that portion are scarce.
Coming soon,
I'm sure. And then the show actually begins on February 25th.
Aha.
The actual season 50 of Survivor. So I don't know exactly what the grand prize is. It hasn't been announced yet, but each winner gets to go to LA for some kind of Survivor event.
That's cool. A trip to LA is a fun prize.
If you're a big fan of the show, or yeah, just want to go see LA. Could be big deal. Okay, it is the end of the year. People are wrapping things up and looking back on the year that was. One place is called Genius. It's a music lyric database that people can look up. Like, what's the lyric to that one song? If you don't know, what are the artists that people were looking up the most? According to their list, at number one, Taylor Swift. And I'm sure that it probably has to do with a song called Wood.
That was, there were like alternate lyrics for that particular song, right?
Yeah, there were lots of lyrics about, and like, what's this song about? Did she really just say that? And yeah, there was a lot of chatter about that song in particular. Also on the list, number two, Kendrick Lamar, of course, the Super Bowl performer. Everybody wanted to know about
They Not Like Us. They Not Like Us. They Not Like Us. They Not Like Us. They Not Like Us.
Eminem, Drake, Sabrina Carpenter, also on the list of artists. People were looking up the lyrics to their songs. But the number one song of the year that people wanted to know the lyrics of, Golden by Huntricks.
Going up, 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 it's our moment. You gotta get it, we're going. Gonna be golden.
Oh. You know, they switch between English and then Korean. And then it's like, oh, wait, what was the
Even
words?
Watching the subtitles, it's hard to follow along.
I just kind of muddle through some of it, and yeah, you'll get it. Director James Cameron can add hero to his list of accomplishments. Back in 1989.
Okay.
He was on the set of his movie, The Abyss.
Yeah.
And in the movie, there's a scene that involves immersing real-life rats in water. And they had five rats that they were using in the filming, and four of them were okay, but one of them almost drowned. To prevent the movie from losing their no animals were harmed in the filming of this movie certification.
And honestly, that's a big deal.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you get blacklisted from the Humane Society, good luck.
Exactly. You're lots on the line there.
Yeah.
James Cameron had to save the rat. And so he performed CPR and brought the rat back to life. And then he
Is it everything I'm picturing in my head?
Okay. He doesn't say. He's told the story. He doesn't say, did he do mouth to mouth on a rat?
But even like, I'm trying to remember how to find on a human, like where to push. So you don't want to crush. Staying alive.
Is it the same for a rat? I don't know.
Is it the same as an infant? You ever take infant CPR?
Yeah, where it's
like two fingers.
You don't want to crush the rib cage.
Can't crush the rib cage of the rat.
And this is a rat. I don't know how he did it, but he did do it and he did save the rat's life. He brought it back. He then adopted it.
No.
Named it Beanie. And he said, Beanie and I bonded over the whole thing. I saved his life. We were brothers. He used to sit on my desk when I was writing Terminator 2. He lived to a ripe old age.
Of?
Don't know exactly how long he lived, but he lived a very long time after that.
You can't just say he lived to a ripe old age and then end the sentence.
I want details, James Cameron.
Give me a number.
How old was he? He didn't seem particularly traumatized, though I know that the film, The Abyss, is outlawed in the UK due to animal cruelty.
Because what they show with the rats.
Yes. Yes.
That's crazy.
It's not on Disney Plus in the UK. It is banned.
Wow.
Yeah. So check out The Abyss.
No kidding.
And know that one of those rats had CPR performed on them by none other than director James Cameron. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Oh, what a magical time of year. And thanks to Hurtina Soccer Jewelers, not only for the 12 Days of Sparkle, but also for powering our Santa line.
Santa line connects you by way of the Z102.9 app directly to the North Pole. There's a button at the bottom that says uploads. And whether you're using an iPhone or Android device, it's equally as simple. You just quickly record your little one, fill out a few bits of information in the screen that comes next, send it our way, and then we send it to the North Pole. Now, we are T-7.
It is Santa Claus's busy season, and we've been warned that it's going to be turned off soon.
Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. So if you still need to get in on the Morning Scramble Santa line with your little one, which, by the way, when that message comes back, not only does it go directly to you and we play it on the radio, the magic that happens within the message, Santa makes sure to customize and personalize it. And what we've heard, and we've been doing this for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had families return year after year. It's become part of their holiday traditions.
Yeah.
Some wait till Christmas Eve to play the message back. Others do it right away. And you were saying yesterday, you could also hold on to that and in 20 years play it for them.
I keep it as a keepsake
because
their voice is only that voice for so long, and it changes as they get older. And it's just so sweet to look back on what they asked for, what their question was, and their sweet little voices.
Well, let's go north, way north, to the North Pole for the Morning Scramble Santa line presented by Hurtina and Stocker Jewelers.
Time to hear another message on the Morning Scramble Santa line
presented by Hurtina and Stocker Jewelers.
Hi, boys and girls. This is Rollo.
And this is Jovi.
Santa's running a little late.
So we're going to start today's Santa line.
Oh, look, he's here.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Just in time, Santa.
Here's the message from Dallas.
Hi, Santa. This is me, Dallas. I sent a message last year to you. And I also want 2 dinosaur digging kits and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Hot Wheels, Squishmallows. Thank you. I can't wait for Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dallas. I remember just last year you were asking for Paw Patrol toys and were so excited to make me Christmas cookies. This Christmas, my, you have such an exciting list. Dinosaur digging kits to Hot Wheels to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and more. You've been ready for Christmas for a while now, and I can't wait to visit your house. All of your toy wishes have been noted just in the nick of time. Oh, that's funny. Nick of time, because I'm Saint Nick.
Good one, Santa. We have your next message ready to go from Grace.
Hi, Santa. My name is Grace, and how much elves do you have? I would like a makeup set that comes with some perfume. I hope you have a great day. Bye, Sienna.
Hello, Grace. First, I must tell you, I love your name. Everyone could use a little more grace this time of year. Now, regarding your wish for a makeup set with perfume, keep in mind my one rule. This rule, by the way, also applies to glitter. A little bit goes a long way. Your full glam days are still ahead of you, so I'll talk with the adults to find some age-appropriate options to consider, okay? Now, regarding your question, I could have Jovi and Rollo do a quick head count, but yeah, that would take way too long. I'd say, rough numbers, we have about 85,000 elves, give or take, in the workshop at any one time, plus another 20,000 in other administrative jobs. Sound right to you two?
Sure does! Last one, Santa. This is from Theo.
Hi, Santa. My name is Theo. I am 9 and a half years old. I would like a Rainbow Road Mario Kart racetrack and Minecraft game. My question is, what is your favorite type of milk? Would you like chocolate milk or strawberry milk?
Merry Christmas, Theo. First, to your question, I have to say chocolate milk is my favorite, but strawberry milk is more of a special treat. If you're offering both on Christmas Eve, well, that would make me extra happy. These Mario Kart racetracks have been super popular this Christmas, so let me see what I can do. I've also noted your request for a Minecraft game. This Christmas, Theo, let your imagination run wild. And I have a few surprises up my red sleeve. Thank you for your message. Sorry I was late, Jovi and Rolo. Walk with me. Yeah, we need to head back to the main house. It's just been one thing after another. The candy canes were coming out in the wrong colors.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Someone misplaced the keys to the barn.
Oh, what a day.
Oh, yeah. And we ran out of cocoa in the bathroom.
No, Coco.
Creating holiday magic for families across the corridor. It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line. Presented by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Z102.9. Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Counselor.
Counselor, good day to you.
Good day to you. I see we both dressed up for a case today.
Well, you know, it's nice to be professional, especially when you're entering a radio court of law such as this.
Our case comes by way of a conversation in your living room. Actually, more than a conversation.
Yeah.
Something went down. You were not very happy about it. And then you brought that scenario to me. And I was 100% against you.
I was looking for a little sympathy. Yeah. I was looking for you to be on my side when it comes to giving your pets Christmas gifts. I wanted to gift my dog a chew toy, and my husband gave it to him as soon as we got home. And I was like, why did you do that? That was to be saved for Christmas. And he said, no, dogs don't celebrate Christmas. Ergo, I give it to him now.
And I'm 100% on team husband there.
Okay, I'm paraphrasing. He did not say ergo.
I will.
Okay.
Ergo, dogs don't understand the concept of Christmas. Ergo, it is pointless to get them a Christmas gift. To them, you're just giving them another reward, just like the food you fed them that day, like the toy you played with that day. They get excited when you walk in the door. They don't have a comprehension of gifting. They clearly don't understand the holiday. They don't understand the reason for the season. I don't understand why people go out of their way to celebrate Christmas with all of your friends and family members and then also save room, time, and budget for getting a gift for your cat or dog or goldfish or whatever pet you have at home. Pets can't comprehend the concept of gifting. Thus, do not get your pet a gift. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I'm the logical guy here, and this is 100% illogical. Don't do it. Makes no sense.
Exactly.
Your money.
It's not logical, friends. Of course, I understand that pets don't celebrate Christmas. You're not taking them with you to church or whatever. The pets are part of your family, and Christmas is a season of giving and a season of joy, and pets deserve to be part of that joy and part of the giving. The kids get excited when they see all the presents under the tree, and like the anticipation in the room, everything gets raised a level, right? There's excitement. And when my dog sees that excitement, he starts getting hyper. And it just makes sense, because giving him something to keep him occupied will also take that naughty behavior of him trying to unwrap the gifts before the kids get to him and gives him something to do. So it's practical. It's also just a nice thing to do.
Don't you already have stuff at the house that you can, why buy new?
Because it's a new thing, and it's a new thing for him to figure out. It'll be like part intelligence and then part just excitement at the new thing.
Quick follow-up. Do you give your dog an Easter basket? No. Thank you. Okay. Why do we give Christmas presents?
I don't do a basket.
Do you give your dog an Easter gift?
Well, treats and
the dog gets treats every day. Gets toys every day. Christmas is no different for the dog or cat or whatever the pet is. I am no gifts for pets. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes total sense. It's because you love them, you heartless, heartless man.
I am not a heartless, heartless man.
Yes, you are. And I'm going to have 7 people call in a row here, and they're going to prove it to you.
Okay, fine. Let's see if I can find seven other heartless humans to call for my side and say it actually logically makes no sense to give your pet a Christmas gift. When you call and you say no, I'm going to thank you. And we're going to move on to the next call. I'm going for no votes.
I'm going for yes votes. And I think if we get yes votes all together here, we could make Dancing Eric Hansen's heart grow three sizes today.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Just shy of 8 o'clock, it is the morning scramble. Dancing Eric Hansen and Claire. We got some rain in the forecast. That's happening now. That converts, well, that's going to stop about 10, and then maybe some snow sliding in about 4 o'clock. A couple things going on through the day. We're already at the high. In fact, it's almost 45 downtown.
Wow.
42 right now.
It's like spring.
We're down to 19 by about 5 o'clock. A little bit of snow, scattered accumulation. Maybe a half an inch. It's the wind, though. Just keep an eye out for that because we're going to see wind speeds pushing 40 miles per hour later today. In fact, there's a wind advisory, and that's going to go all the way till midnight. Then we're all the way down to 7 blustery conditions overnight. Friday, 30. Saturday, 38. Partly sunny skies. 42, a mix of some light sprinkles, some fog and clouds in the morning scramble. I just want to set the stage going in that I am trying to convince seven people to vote for me, that logically speaking, it makes no sense to get pets gifts. They don't understand it, nor do they appreciate it. I know I'm fighting an uphill battle. Number one, the votes on the Facebook page, I have one vote. There's a one or two in the comments, but as just the emoji vote, I'm losing. I also just got a text directly from Cedar Rapids Animal Care and Control. I think they have seven people working this morning, and they're all voting for you.
Okay.
Now, we don't take text votes. We go to the phones, and we're about ready to find out who wins.
We need to do that because it doesn't matter. It matters what the jurors on the phone say.
Let's find out who wins today. Jury in a hurry, Christmas gifts for pets. What do you have to say? All right, let's see where this lands. Jury in a hurry, pets, gifts, Christmas. Where do you land?
I am with Claire.
Thank you very much. Yes. That's a yes.
I know, and Eric, I mean, your logic with like pets don't understand. I mean, babies don't understand Christmas either.
Yeah, you're not going to get a gift for a baby.
You're kind of hating on babies there.
Yeah, you hate babies.
Whoa.
He hates pets and he hates babies.
Yeah.
He does bring up a good point. gifts for babies actually is very illogical too. Hi, it's Jury in a Hurry. We're debating Christmas gifts for pets. What do you say?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You get them a gift. They're part of the family.
I can't get over the fact that I hate babies.
You hate babies. I was 8 years old and I found out I hate babies.
Merry Christmas, Connor. Are you giving your pet a Christmas gift? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? You have to do it. They're part of your family.
It doesn't make any sense. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry, and we're debating gifts for pets at the holidays. Where do you land?
Yes.
Another yes.
See? Yes. You have to.
Jury in a Hurry, do pets get Christmas gifts? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
I have.
Sorry. I bet there was.
Wow. They wanted to explain something to you.
I hung up on him.
Bah humbug, he said.
All right. Claire and Dancing Scrooge Hansen going
Scrooge.
Back to the phone lines. Jury in a Hurry, pets and Christmas gifts. What do you have to say?
Yes.
Yes, indeed they do. Thank you very much, juror.
I don't know this one.
Let's just do it. Let's just end this thing.
Hi, Jury in a Hurry, pets and Christmas gifts. What do you say?
Juror, are you there?
Caller, do pets get Christmas gifts?
Hi.
Hi.
100% pets get Christmas gifts.
Keeping it 100, and with that 100%, that's a sweep for me.
Did you tell that person to make it extra painful for me by delaying their answer?
Really dig it in there, man. Plus the 7 from Animal Care and Control, and that brings me to a total of 14-0.
14-0. That's like my high school football score the year we got beat.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.